springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Garnishing your ham with pineapple? Pair it with a delicious Chardonnay to make their taste buds swirl.
Deviled eggs are even better when paired with a light, dry wine like a bubbly Prosecco or a Pinot Grigio.
For me, nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with such an extensive selection, I can help you find the perfect one in your budget.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection. This spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What it could be, hopefully it's what it should be. This is your boy Slid Live and R.E.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Woo! That was Bel Air.
And this is
that
the motherfucking Drink Champ.
Yo, EFN, I just Holy would like shit. To start this off by saying, can I get a cup, sir? Can you give me a cup?
Sunny D.
Haitian
Sunny
guy,
D.
Come on. I would like to start this off by saying, I'm very proud of you.
Proud of you too,
and
man.
The things that we accomplished.
My brother.
In these past episodes, we've had Fat Joe.
Yes, we have. And not just Fat Joe, Rare Form Fat Joe.
Rare Form, where he announced the album.
Yes. With us first.
With us first.
Which, if people get confused.
People are hating.
It wasn't when the episode actually aired that he had already told us that.
No, that's not true.
So people don't get confused.
Oh, this is yours. Okay, so right now, we have committed podcast history.
We have.
We've made podcast history.
We guerrilla casting.
We
coined a new term in podcasting.
Portable cast, guerrilla cast.
Guerrilla casting.
You know what I'm saying? Here. Come on, man. Pop that other bottle. That doesn't seem like it's enough. So I would like to congratulate you.
And I would like to congratulate you,
Salud.
My brother.
Salud. What is that? That's Bacardi?
Bacardi, my friend.
That's Bacardi. All right.
With a little Colombian white.
Well, congratulations on the deal. You know what the most craziest thing is? We've been very unselfish.
We haven't mentioned anything.
I haven't mentioned my Twitter name, yeah, our Instagram.
Nothing. We
coming home.
We're horrible promoters of ourselves.
So I would like to. I seen on Instagram you got the Colombian white thing right. going on. Let's announce that.
Which is a mutual friend of ours.
Of course,
well.
That's right. Kendall
yeah.
for Kendall
yeah,
family.
Yeah, Kendall
that's
folks right. started a local brand called Colombian White. It's Aguardiente, which all the Colombian folks out there know. Mm-hmm. And none. I've been talking to them for several years, and they've positioned themselves now in a place where they're ready to move forward.
Right.
And I joined the team.
As it sounds, Hayden, he still hasn't received the bottle.
True.
This is true.
This is true.
This is very true.
Where's this
my
is
bottle
very
right?
true. This is true. He gave me two bottles, but my wife gave one back because she said she didn't know when she would see Hazardous again. I said, you never give liquor back, baby. That's not
never.
What happened. But congratulations on
thank
that,
you,
E.
Thank you.
I want you to talk about the coming home.
You interviewing me now?
Yeah, I would like. You know what? We need to promote.
This is true. So, you know, Coming Home, mm-hmm. which is on Revolt TV, is a series.
Let's big up Revolt.
Big up
Let's
to Revolt.
Let's make some noise.
Shout out to Pug.
God damn. Puff Daddy.
No matter
He's involved
what.
In everybody's life
Yo,
in some
it's
way.
Crazy. It's crazy.
In some
it's
way.
It's crazy.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah, Coming Home is a series. You know, it's a travel series where we travel to different countries.
Right.
The Crazy Hood Film Academy crew.
Mm.
And we explore in hip-hop in different countries, seeing how they do hip-hop.
Big up Drain.
Big Drain,
Big up
Charlie,
Charlie
Skins, Garcia.
Garcia.
The whole And different people
Rich.
From Crazy Hood travel to different countries.
That's right. Big up Crazy Hood,
Went
man.
To Cuba first.
Very proud of you guys.
Went to Peru
uh-huh.
with Beats in the Hood.
Mm.
Went to Haiti. That was the last one that
Beats
just
Beats in the
aired.
Hood right now. He just
Suck
made his chick.
Sick.
Get a tattoo.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
And
that's hardcore.
And we just came back from Vietnam, so that's the next one. So
I was scared for you when you went to Vietnam, and I was scared for you when you went to Haiti.
You were more scared for Haiti.
I was way more
you
scared.
You told me that
Haiti.
Before and after you saw the trailer. You were still scared.
I was still scared.
And you saw me right next
and
to
I
you.
And I saw you. They were safe. But so definitely shout
around.
Out your Instagram, your Twitter. And everything
yeah,
because
well also my album is important too. I know
oh,
we don't get to
crazy.
Your album
that's
but the Another
right.
Time album
Another
came
time.
Out last year, but I need people to check that out as well.
Artwork is still crazy.
Another Time, check it out. So I'm at DJ EFN on Twitter.
DJ EFN on Twitter. And
My Instagram is Instagram. At Who's Crazy.
Okay, and then what else you
have? And then our Drink Champs is at Drink Champs across the board.
Drink Champs. See, we gotta big
yo,
that
the
up.
Drink Champs IG is blowing up.
You know what I
shout
we,
out
we
to
need
all
to do?
The listeners out there.
When
shout
we
out.
Get footage from now on, let's let Drink Champs blast it out first, and then us two come after that.
Yeah.
Now, who did that artwork on Another Time?
My boy Scam. That he did the artwork on Eminem's first album.
Whoa.
He did Tribe Called Quest Beats Rhyme and Life.
Wow.
And then he done a bunch of stuff, but those are iconic projects.
Yeah, no, but that artwork is. I still look at it to this day, and I still look at it.
It's crazy.
Like,
it's a character that we created called Norm that he's in almost every Crazy Hood project.
Wow.
So I would like people to check that out, crazyhood.com.
I'm learning too much on this podcast.
And just so people know, because there's a lot of people that are discovering me for the first time through the podcast.
Mm.
But we got to let them know that our history goes back. Let them know how far back we go.
Now, we go back, I want to say 20 years, but I'm going to say 10 because I'm
you
trying to be younger.
Young?
Yeah,
trying to be 25 young. Years, to be correct.
yeah, give me a high five.
Because it was 96,
and,
97.
And it's all coming to fruition. We all knew we was going to do business together eventually someday.
I mean, we were always doing something.
We were always doing something, but this is monumental right now.
It is.
I'm excited to take this journey with you. So with that being said, I just changed my Instagram to The Real Noriega. That's T-H-E-R-E-A-L.
Not I-E? Like
no, T-H-E-R-E-A-L Noriega, N-O-R-E-A-G-A. But you can still hit me at Mr. Super Slime and just bother my friend Sonny. You know what I'm saying? He's running it.
He came up on IG.
I plugged him in. And on Twitter, I'm at Noriega. That's N-O-R-E-A-G-A. And on Snapchat, which I hardly use,
Snapchat.
I'm New Year Nori. But how does it feel to have Mr. Super Slime?
It feels great. Actually,
to be my second.
The people want to hear what I got to say. Yes,
by the way, this is the legendary Sunny D BET.
You might have caught me sleeping a couple
times.
We
got Carlito
the Haitian Prince.
I'm here for y'all. Follow back.
Shout out to also.
In these past couple of weeks, E, what's been changing for you? What has been different?
I mean, nothing's really been different. I've just been more busy.
We've been extremely busy because we're juggling.
Well, your project came out as well.
Oh yes, Drunk Uncle is out. It's out for free if you ain't got it, and if you're a real fan, you can also go to iTunes and get that, and Google Play, and Tidal, and Spotify. But I've been very busy as well.
And you got the TV show.
We got the TV show that I was supposed to film this weekend. Now they're actually supposed to film it the 23rd, 24th, or the first week in May. So I'm having fun doing that. And this podcast has been like therapy.
Phenomenal.
For me.
And we committed.
And we're committed. High five.
We don't
even need to make noise. Just high five. You gave me a handshake. High five. It's like ball players. Yeah. High five. So
be
listen.
Yourself.
This episode is so special to me because I'm a big fan of DMX. We actually talked about him for two episodes straight.
It's crazy. We spoke it into fruition.
We had no idea this guy was going to land in Miami.
Dreams come true.
So he came to Miami. I just want to tell people. He told one of my best friends, Ali, I don't do podcasts. I don't want to fuck around. And I was like, damn. So I was like, there's no way I could do it. But then I said to myself, I said, yo, you know what? I'm going to go see him. I would like him to tell me no to my face. And I went to go see him. Who's breathing hard
it's
like that?
It's Sonny.
Is that you?
The Haitian prince.
I'm sorry, I got a cold.
I'm
a little under the weather.
But so I go see him, and I say, yo, my brother. And it's crazy because I didn't feel the right time to talk to him. And he gets a phone call. I think it was one of his cousins. And he tells one of his cousins, he says, I don't do radio. I don't do that. He goes, I don't fuck around. I don't do interviews. And I said, God damn, this is the worst possible time I could probably ask, but I'm fake for being around with not asking.
Right.
And I had to get to the point.
You were a podcaster first at that moment.
You know,
you had to get it.
I actually called Charlamagne the God. This is 100% real shit. I didn't tell you this. But I said, how do you separate being like a journalist from being somebody's friend? And I don't know if he was being smart with me, or I don't know if he was really keeping it real, but he said, you don't. And I said, I was confused. He said, you got to be both. So that's what I did. Like, I 100% I wanted to hold down X because X is a phenomenal figure in hip-hop, most influential. But I also wanted to get my job done. I have a commitment to the listeners that's tuned in. And it was like, yo, you know what? We talked about it for two episodes. And I didn't want to make it seem like as if we were talking about him.
Right.
But we weren't addressing exactly what we were talking about. And it just so happened he came here and it happened.
It's
so
crazy. Because we went to New York and we were trying to do
we were trying to get him in New York. Pause. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
So, nah, it's crazy to me because I'm telling you, the way that from the first moment that we started doing this show or these podcasts, his name kept coming up.
It kept coming up.
And
not on purpose.
No.
He's a legend.
And the way that they talk about him is like we would never be able to get him down, you know, lock him down for this. And then everybody had a DMX story.
Well, hold on. You have a DMX story.
And now I have a
Let's
DMX
make some noise
story.
You're terrible.
And it's crazy because remember, I was the Def Jam rep,
right? Yes,
for South
yes.
Florida for many
yes.
years.
Yes,
and I had like interactions, like minor interactions with X, but he was still X back then, so it wasn't like
he's still X now,
right? So
you want some wine?
Yeah, come on.
You're bothering me because he wants some champagne. Listen, by the way, Bel Air provided the champagne. Let me pick up Young Sav. And Ricky Rose, because without Ricky Rose, it wouldn't be co-signed. So I'm going to big up Young Sav, Ricky Rose. And when you say Young Sav and Ricky Rose, Young Sav is from New York and Ricky Rose is
shout
from Miami. So again, we win
and
again.
And shout out
also,
to Ross.
Also, I want to big up to my boy Keith from Moet, who wants to provide us with some stuff. So big up Keith from Moet, Sean Dawn, obviously, and big up Young Sav and Ricky Ross.
But shout out to everybody getting to CBS to be official sponsors of the show.
Yeah, shout out to the people that's trying to be official sponsors. Shout out to the people that I now have podcast fans.
Right.
You know, I have Nori fans. I have people who like Nori in movies. I have people who like Nori in interviews. And now I have people who like Nori, the podcast. So,
and that you are my brother now.
Yes, we are. We are. So
we are both podcasters.
With no further ado, we're going to have fun in this episode. I want y'all to know that the thoughts provided by Darkman X, DMX, is his thoughts. It doesn't reflect on what Crazy Hood, Thugged Out, Militainment,
CBS,
Drink Champs,
Drink Champs
are playing. We just let X be as raw as he wanted to be. We let him be as uncut as he wanted to be, and we let him be as real as he wanted to be, correct?
Yeah, and do we want to set up how the environment that it was?
Yes, you know what? It was crazy. Let me big up to all those who listened to the first episode with Fat Joe, because this is how I said I have to do this. I took a picture with DMX, and it was by a pool table.
Right.
Now,
I know what you're going to say.
Now, when I sent it on Instagram, I said, look, me and DMX playing pool again. Now, everybody who liked the picture or responded, I knew that they had to actually hear the podcast. This is the first time I ever said this DMX story.
Right.
So when I got over 1,000 likes and I got over, you know, so many comments, I said, I have to actually execute. So this episode went down in the Aloft Hotel. I'm
but,
a star.
But first, we started on Thursday.
No, we tried.
The attempt. The first attempt
started
on Thursday.
And then what did we get? Saturday or Friday?
Nah, Friday.
We got it the next day. Let's make some noise for us getting it the next day.
You actually told me, yo, E, he's here for the weekend. So the whole weekend, we on standby.
Yes, I thought we was going to get it Monday. I'm going to be honest. But so we got it. And I'm very proud of us.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
We all
very,
came together. We
came
all
came together.
It was teamwork,
we worked
for
as an army.
Yeah.
Crazy Hood, Thugged Out, Militainment, Hazardous Sounds, even though he wasn't there. We
Shout
was
out
missing
to Black
you.
And Lax, Matt Harris.
Shout out to Matt. I'm sorry I was hard on you, Matt.
Charlie Skins, I didn't give him a t-shirt.
Yo, I did. I felt sorry for Charlie. Charlie, I felt sorry, my brother. I was going to buy you a shirt, but then I thought about it. I said, let me let them deal with it. It's internal.
Shout out to Big Drain who took photos that day. He became
shout
a photographer
to,
all of a
shout
sudden.
Shout out to Big Drain. Yo, we all came together. It was a stressful day, but we all came together. We made it happen. So this is your weekly update. We usually don't update you motherfuckers on nothing. We just give you a podcast. and we tell
we,
you motherfuckers to deal with it.
On we got that's professional. Not, that's not our thing.
We're still drinking. Pop a bottle, though.
We're the most professional, unprofessional podcast.
Pop a motherfucking bottle. We need to hear it on. Listen, don't pop it on, by the equipment, but pop it next to the
Sonny,
equipment.
Just pop thank it right you, all over D. the fucking computer.
Sonny, yeah, thank you, Hazardous Sound. Yeah, but pop it by the mic so they hear it, because this is Young Sav, Renzel. They hit me. They said the podcast is wonders, especially Young
Everybody's
Sav.
Everybody's hitting me too. Everybody, man. Everybody's showing love.
Showing love. So what we're gonna do? Also, I want to shout out. It is Mizzy. He did an impersonation of me.
Oh, I seen it.
It is Mizzy.
Another one. It's perfect.
He did an impersonation of me, and I'm not gonna lie. When I first hit it, pause. When I hit the video, excuse me. When I hit the video, I didn't look. So when it said, he said, that's a fact. Thank you for pointing it out. I said, oh, my God, somebody, who is doing that? Who? Is? And I said, oh, shit, it's not me. Yo, but how the fuck does a person impersonate you from two episodes? That means he was watching a lot. That means he was tuned in. So it is Mizzy. I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
And while you're checking that, I really want to shout out all the listeners out there.
All the listeners.
We see all your tweets. We get all your IG comments. We get emails, whatever, whether you're industry. Industry folk, or whether you're just regular cats listening, we appreciate every single one of y'all, because y'all building the foundation for this Gorilla Cast Drink Champs.
It is Millie. I'm sorry. It is Millie, man. I appreciate it. Like, a lot of people don't know, I enjoy being impersonated. I enjoy being the butt of the jokes.
Nah, he killed it.
I understand. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he did. He really did.
I was like, Nori got a haircut?
Not a haircut. I grew hair. Because he got braids and shit. But
you got extensions.
I enjoy being the butt of the joke because I have a lot of jokes. So without no further ado, Crazy Hood, Thugged Out Militainment, Hazardous Sound, CBS. Sonny DBT, CBS, Carlito, my man Steve Louise, Papa Keith.
One more. We got one more shout out.
Yes, let's
our
do
our homie
it.
Godfrey from Gamertag Radio who set us up with CBS.
Big
shout
him
out to
up.
You, Godfrey.
Big him up. So without no further ado, we're not going to edit none of this. Even in the beginning of this interview and even somewhere throughout the interview, the audio goes off. For all those that's listening, when we say make some noise or clap, you're supposed to have 7 shots already poured on your
have
desk.
Have fun with us.
Yeah, enjoy already poured party. On your desk, and you're supposed to take a shot every time we clap. Now, if you're not a drinker, then take a smoke every time we clap. If you're not a smoker, then do a push-up every time we clap. You're going to get
a ginger
shit.
Shot.
Yeah, do something. But without no further ado, we're not going to edit anything of this DMX interview. We're going to keep it 100.
What it is.
Yeah, we're going to keep it 100% raw. For you guys to enjoy. And log on to us at we are drinkchaps.com. Subscribe. It's totally free. And make some noise for DJ EFN, man.
And make some noise for NORE. We are the Drink Champs.
We are the Drink Champs. No further ado, we're going to present to you DMX in front of... I'm a Starwood Platinum member, so I would like to big up the Aloft Hotels for allowing us to take over the lobby. And
yeah,
We thugged out the lobby, allowing us to do that, allowing us to play pool at 3 o'clock in the morning, and allowing us to have Darkman X be him. So without no further ado, you got anything more to say?
I just want to shout out Ali one more time.
Oh, shout out Ali.
Without
shout
Ali,
out Mr. Lee. I was going to punch him in his foot. Shout out Mr. Lee. Shout out Ali. Shout out Jordan, the pharmacist, man, for everybody helping out. And and shout out to Sonny DBT for changing his socks today.
Mr. Super Slime.
But did you change it?
Mr.
Underwear.
Super Slime. Follow him at Mr. Super Slime. And if you want to follow the real Super Slime, follow me at The Real Noriega.
And shout out to Hazardous Sound.
Shout to Hazardous Sounds, man. We missed you, man.
Sounds.
He was in Las Vegas living it up at the Venetian.
I'm back, baby.
So we're going to drink this champagne. We're going to smoke this weed. And, yo, I hope you guys enjoy. Subscribe. Drinkchamps.com.
Drink Champs.
Voila.
Woo!
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper NORE and DJ EFN.
Hey, Hank Sick, it's your boy NRE.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is the Drink Chance motherfucking podcast. And we getting drunk in the motherfucking A-Loft Hotel. Make some motherfucking Lloyd WXYZ bar. And listen, man, we talked about this guy for two episodes
Holy
straight.
Holy shit!
We talked about him in the episode with Fat Joe. We talked about him with the episode with Jada Kiss. And now he's in here in the flesh. And he's Aki Mimo,
I think we got
said. Hold on.
Is it Dark Man X?
No, I don't know. Let him talk for himself, because we got him in the building. Put Drink Chance Podcast.
You got that.
He don't do podcasts.
He don't do podcasts.
He don't do interviews.
I don't do radio.
What the fuck is a podcast, Dark Man X?
Make some noise for Mimo, man. No. Clap your fucking hands. One, two, three. Yo, Dark Man X, man. Thank you for being here, man. Yo. We know you don't do interviews,
X,
man.
Thank you, brother.
Let's get straight to the point, man.
It's an honor and a blessing. First, let me say that. How I fuck with this kid. How I fuck with my man right here.
Thank you.
N-R-E.
Thank you.
But now we're on the run, Ian.
That's right.
And I was able to better understand how my music could influence people to the point where they will tell me that a song might have saved their life because one of his songs saved mine.
Thank you, man.
Saved mine.
You told me that earlier.
Listen, I'm gonna get this out there.
The first time I ever met DMX.
He knows his shit.
What?
I feel like I got a DMX story now.
You got a DMX story,
right? Now was a DMX story.
Yes. It's very hard to get the dog.
One of many.
But listen, the first time I
not because I don't not because I'm hard to reach, but because I don't fuck with clowns. I don't, you know, like.
So we certified right now.
Let's make some noise. We are certified. Yo, DMX, the first time I ever met you, man, it was in Bad Eerie Studios. Your dog walked in a session.
Yeah.
When he walked in a session, I believe one of my friends kicked him or pushed him.
Oh, no, they ain't kicking him. The dog would have bit him.
The dog would have bit him.
They acted unfavorably.
But the dog came back to you, and the first words you ever said to me when you walked in the room, you was like, y'all niggas don't like dogs? And I was like, holy shit.
I acknowledge you first. But, yo, what up? I'm like, yo, dogs? Niggas don't like dogs?
Right.
What's the problem?
Right.
You know?
He didn't have LL 4321. You ain't had none of that.
No, I might have had that.
The Mike Geronimo dog?
Yep. What's all the noise about?
Yeah.
Have some respect. Shut the fuck up. Drive by. Money doing shit. Yo, back the fuck up.
So, X, we live in the broadcast. There's noise in the background.
Yo, mad noise.
Right.
We in a locked hotel.
That's how you know it's live, baby. That's how you know it's live.
You was the first dude to drop two albums that both went platinum in the same year.
The first, yes.
How the fuck did that happen? Bring us through that.
All right. Well, what happened was, by the time I got my deal, I felt like I was vindicated. I was like, yes, finally.
That's a big word.
Finally. I felt like it was owed to me.
Uh-huh.
Big mistake on my behalf, but that's another story. But an offer was made to me that if I could, after I dropped my first album, an offer was made to me that if I was able to drop another album or record another album within 30 days, that I'd get $1 million.
That's your first time having a million, correct?
First I was offered $1 million.
Offered $1 million. Yeah. That's hard.
I didn't have $1 million, buddy. I dropped two albums at the same time.
What was the first album? What's the name of it again?
It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
And then it was Flesh of My Blood.
What is the second
album?
Blood on My Blood.
Flesh of My
Blood.
Then
there was X. Got niggas like What's Next and getting Great Depression, Grand Chance,
Dog again.
But you was on Rough House before that.
I got signed to a single to Rough House Columbia. Yes.
Oh, man, that's history, right?
Yeah, Rough House Columbia.
That was like end of 80s, late 80s, early
90s. That was mid 90s.
How sick was Rough House Columbia after you dropped two platinum albums in 1 year? Let's just say Rough House Columbia.
Right, because that was before I dropped. Before anything with platinum.
Fuck Rough House Columbia.
They fucked up. They dropped the ball. They signed me. They had X. They signed me as a tax write-off. They signed me for one single. After we put the single out, and it had a little, little momentum, little push, and they picked it up, but didn't put anything behind it.
Okay.
Cool.
Now let me tell you,
I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm going to do. And then I'm glad I bought the locks to Rough Riders. I bought the locks to Rough Riders. I bought E to Rough Riders. And it's like, drag. They met. And I kind of co-signed. I was like, all right, now I signed his release papers.
And drag from Yonkers, too?
And drag from the Bronx.
Drag okay. on. Okay. Yes. Drag on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So DMX, we got DMX in the building.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful because you know what the crazy shit is? Mm-hmm. You know what I had to tell X? I had to keep it real with X. I said, yo, X, the inmates is really running the building. Because last time somebody told you the inmates is running the building, you was disappointed.
I'm grateful for the way you phrased it. Yes, last time someone told me the inmates was running the building, the inmates wasn't really running the building.
But you never was on Rikers Island with him, so you didn't know.
You
for sure know.
I was
in
on
our mind, we was on Rikers Island.
With him. I wasn't on. Yeah, I don't even think they ever been to Rikers Island. That nigga? Nah. The only island he was on is the one he bought for. I'll talk to you about it.
Yeah, nah. Facts. So DMX, let's get to the story in Arizona. In Arizona, one night. Let me just tell you something. Yeah. You want to tell a story?
There's so many levels of that story.
The first part about it is
you know, typical New York nigga, when they jump on the four wheeler, just go.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all jumped on the four wheeler and we go, and nigga noise. I'm like, wait. Of course, you can't hear because, you know, the engine is dumb loud. I chase him. He gets away from me because he was like mad far ahead. I thought he was going to like go half a block and turn around. Yo, and I'll tell you where he's at. Between stop signs is like at least a mile. So I'm like, oh, he'll stop. Maybe
he's
he'll stop.
On the ATV joint?
Yeah. And the smallest engine we had was 500. The 500. So that was the smallest engine we had. So our shit was fast. Yo, this nigga dipped off.
Yo, I bust my ass.
Yo, when he came back, because there was like a ditch on the side.
This is the story. Oh,
yeah. He was shooting a movie.
Yeah, I was shooting a movie.
Yeah, the horror movie.
Yeah, the horror movie. Yeah.
Dude from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I brought all of them to
X. Dude, he had the crazy long hair, right? And, you know, I said, I invited my house. I got the pool in the backyard, family, kids out there. Yo, his men, yo, gets by the pool, takes his pants off, they got the fucking thongs on, nigga. The white dude with the motherfucking long hair jumping, like, no, people, yo,
people
yo.
People I was shooting the movie with. Make some noise for people I was shooting.
Right.
Come on. Yo, you niggas never watched your claws. You gotta clap your.
Henny.
Yo, but X, let me just tell you that day, right? Yo, you was getting 10 million a movie at that time.
Yeah.
And when you called me, I said, you in Arizona, you gotta come see me.
Exactly.
And then and I said, y'all got like 20 people with me.
Was a little while away.
Yeah, nah, we was in Tucson.
Right.
We was in Arizona.
2 hours away.
Yeah, 2 hours away.
2 hours away.
And yo, let me tell you something.
Cheers,
them people are. I'm
right there, wait. That's a different cup.
God damn.
Yeah. Let's get it on.
And X took care of all my people. Listen, all my people, X took care
of four
wheelers.
Came through all that.
Oh, everything, man.
Everything's cooking. Yo, it's the funny shit, though.
Yeah. So, and yo, it was snake hunting.
My homegirl.
Yeah.
My homegirl, she was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up with her. She from the hood. Uh-huh. So we in the house. It's this family environment. So she gets the wipe it on. But her nipples is down by her waist. Man, her hair's so wild. Cause, you know, when nobody was partying, like, we get a family environment.
Right.
So normally, like, I think he kind of forgot there was a family environment. Nothing disrespectful.
Right.
But it's like, yo, ask where the bitch is at. We always on our, we had a moment on some rap shit. Ask where the bitch is at. And homegirl was like, we right here. He was like, no, you auntie.
Make some noise, please. Respect to the auntie.
The crazy shit is she was younger than both of us.
Right.
The way she looked, nigga, that was auntie, nigga. Cause she cooking and stuff with her nipples down here. Like, you auntie, boo boo, chill.
Yo,
it was a pleasure to have you there.
Nah, man, let me tell you something. DMX, you most one of the most influential people in hip hop.
Thank you.
You changed the norm, you know, from 2 albums in a year.
Right.
There's not a lot of people that can do that after you, before you, in between
ones,
you, not credible ones. And we appreciate you for sharing the Drink Chance podcast. Where your shirt at? We offended. You lost your shirt.
Sure,
it's right over there.
Slap that on.
Yeah. And you a Hennessy guy.
I got on my red joints.
You got the red Timberlands.
Yeah,
you keeping it real. Flesh of my, your flesh, blood of your blood.
There you go.
So listen, let me ask
flesh
you, DMX.
Flesh of my blood of my blood. All my niggas get down like, what?
So everybody thought you was blood at one point. Yeah. Are you gang affiliated or you neutral 50-50? Or are you gang affiliated?
Neutron.
You can do
it. Huh?
Whatever you want.
Huh? Nah. Real shit. I got the homies, you know what I'm saying, on the blood. Right. The homeboys with the quip. fuck real, with real niggas fuck with the kid. Real niggas fuck with the kid. So no, I'm not married to one side. You mean or one side or the other. But
you the dog.
Real nigga, right? Dog. And what everything I did naturally, dog, red, blood, all that. It would look like.
But it wasn't leaning that way.
It was leaning like a mother.
It was leaning like a mother.
I mean, but I never like got into it like that. I mean, like,
I gotta ask you the same question we ask everybody: who was your favorite CEO? You've been on a
CEO?
CEO, like a record label. Nigga that you felt had your back. They had your bell money. You know, whatever. CEO that you were signed to.
Rob, well, who ain't one?
Whoever you want to add, it's okay.
I gotta say. On some real shit. Leo.
Leo. That's Paul. What I said. Leo. Let's make some noise for Leo. You know what we call Ali? We call Ali Ali-or. Ali-or. He doesn't want the name, but we gave
this is something a lot of people don't understand. The top three people at Def Jam had Lie in their name.
What?
I don't know where this is going.
Oh, break it down. Right
there. Break it
top
down,
three people, it was... Lior, which is spelled L-Y or Lior,
right.
Cohen. Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Lie, or Kevin Lyles.
Top not three, gonna lie. This
top
genius.
Three people.
Let's make some noise. Everybody make noise.
What did you get out of that? What is that telling you?
I just told you. The top three people had Lie in their name. But this is what bothered me because Lior came to our studio. Yeah, 33 South Broadway. I mean, we're in the studio. And
that's in Manhattan?
It's in Yonkers. My jaw was still wired shut.
This is when you got signed. I heard about this story.
This is when he knew he would sign me.
Okay.
My jaw was wired shut. And the Lobster guy signed first to Puff. And D from Rough Riders, Darren, he bought me, gave me the Puff. And one thing I respect about Puff, one thing I respect about him, and real shit, is that at least he told me to my face what he felt. And when D told Puff, he said, yo, if you like the Lobster, you're going to love X. And I spit or whatever, and he was like, ah, his voice is too rough, he's not marketable. Didn't like it. But I had to respect it.
He fucked up. Let's make some noise for Puff fucking up.
Hold up. He came right behind and tried to clean up. So maybe 3 weeks later when he found out I was getting signed. But that time he was like, yo, I'll lace your pockets. I'll double what they gave you and lace your pockets. I'm like, nah, homie. Because if you didn't see the beast that I was
then. What point did he tell you that? What point?
I told you, maybe 3 weeks after I got signed up to him. He's like, yo, I'll lace your pockets. I'll double what they gave you and lace your pockets. I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
So it's a legendary story.
Yeah, you didn't know. I said, but I respect that about Puff.
Right.
I mean, because
a
lot of motherfuckers, they send you on a wild goose. They won't tell you. They're like, oh, call me later.
Yeah, industry.
So I respect the fact that he told me to my face. He said, you know what? Your voice is too rough and you're not marketable. So at least he was willing to, in my mind, what I think he's saying is, work on this.
Right.
So X, listen.
Constructive criticism.
It's a famous story that said that when you and Jay-Z battled, right? Yeah, because this battle happened, right? Correct?
A couple times.
It wasn't just once.
Nah.
So when you and Jay-Z...
When the people...
Big...
happened backstage.
We heard that Big L had recorded that one battle.
They said that Big L recorded that battle. Do you remember Big L being there?
I can't say
not
that.
Not at all.
I know Big L. I'm a fly. Right.
But you was trying to take Jay-Z out.
Rest in peace, Big L.
What it was, Rough Riders had Harlem Nights. Right, it was from 135th Broadway. The project building right there. Jay Crew was Original Flavor.
Original Flavor.
Right.
Before they was Rockin' Flavor.
Right, they had the Hawaiian Soupy shit, all that blah. So it was their battle.
Oh, so you battled him during
I was the big gun on my side.
Riders, yeah.
And he was the big gun with them niggas.
And it wasn't Rockefeller, it was Original Flavor.
Nah, Original Flavor was the group.
Oh, wow. This is the group.
So it wasn't no Rockefeller then.
There was no Rockefeller.
Nah, Dame Dash was there, Jay-Z was there, You know, their whole crew, the original, whatever.
Right.
Hawaiian Sophie. The niggas. Right. How you calling it? Hawaiian Sophie. Yeah, that Hawaiian Sophie nigga.
Original Flavor was the name of the group.
Right.
Flavor. Okay.
And, what?
So let's just get to the point.
I will give Jay-Z respect for.
Who won that battle? Okay.
I've never lost the battle. I've never lost the battle.
Noise for Dax.
I've never lost the battle. Never.
Come on. Come on.
Never.
I'm a battle rapper.
Right.
So, who's a guy you would like to battle right now? If you looked at him,
would like to battle?
Yeah, like you said.
No one I'd like to battle
because
there's a lot of rappers I don't like. But I ain't gonna cut their head off.
I ain't gonna cut their head off. Yeah, we're being positive.
Nah, not really. Fuck them. But I ain't gonna blow the spot because now I have a platform where it might be hurtful.
Yeah,
to what they're doing, and it might seem like I'm not mad at whack niggas getting money.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at whack niggas getting money. There's a lot of whack ass fucking rappers out there, but I ain't gonna put them on blast because you know what? They have fans, and when you look at the big picture, it's like if there's one rapper right that has a hit record, whatever, then he's gonna employ. Five of his friends and
so you see the positive side of that,
right? There's at least seven people from the hood.
Enough of that.
That's like they don't have to worry about hustling or doing whatever, or stealing or there's at least that many people that's removed from the struggle. Right. So it's a blessing. I look at it like God did that for them. God did that for them, whether they recognize it or not. That's it don't matter. But they're in a better place and they're able to help others and they inspire people. So that's why I'm like, if you're successful, then cool. I mean, I don't want to take over the whole market.
Right.
I don't want to take over the whole market. Man, I only walk in the dark, but my steps are guided. And no matter how dark my path gets, I light it. I ain't never been ashamed of the pain. Can't hide it. Right. Yeah, the road was rough, but I decided to ride it. Step carefully, but half of me walk recklessly. Fuck, that's just the X in me. Cats can pop like ecstasy. Yo, money sounds just like you. Hand me just an X to me. What?
DMX, I'm going to keep it real. We got like 3 million subscribers. I'm lying. But
it's all good.
Can you pray for the people? Because
yeah,
I told people that you pray for everybody. And listen, I've been going to
pray for us.
Listen, whenever DMX open a church, I'm going to be the first attendant.
Church has been open.
Can you pray for the people, please? And then we're going to go to Club Passion.
Yeah.
Come on, let's pray for the
people. Pray for us, man.
Bow your heads, motherfucker.
Man. Father God, we thank you for this gathering of souls. The word says that when two or more gather in your name at your presence, we thank you for your presence. We ask that your grace and blessings are upon us this evening. We pray that any obstacle the devil plans to place on our path be removed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the things that are blessings, things that most people take for granted. The air that we have to breathe, the food we have to eat, the cars we have to drive, the clothes we have to wear, the money we have to spend, the lives we've touched, and the lives that have touched our own. When's the last time somebody said, thank you, God, for this air? But without that air that you didn't thank God for, how long could you live? I'm talking to somebody. I pray that you guide our steps, that you have your will, have your way in our lives. For we didn't make us, so we don't know what to do with us. We humble ourselves before you. We humble ourselves before you. We praise your name and give you the glory. We praise your name and give you the glory. The word says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The word don't say the weapon won't be formed. The word doesn't say the intention of the weapon maker won't be to harm you. The word don't say that the weapon maker won't attempt to use it. What the word says is, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So, no matter what they think, no matter what they do, no matter what they try, it don't matter. Because when God is for you, who can be against you? When God is for you, who can be against you? When God is for you, who can be against you? We have so much power in the spoken word. We have so much power in the spoken word. And there's angels that are waiting to be released on our behalf. But unless we release them with the spoken word, then they will stand there and watch the devil destroy us. They will watch him destroy us because they have not been released. All we gotta do is have knowledge of the word and use the word. The only weapon we need is the word. The only weapon we need is the word. Again, the word says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We die because of what we don't know. So God, may you remind us. May you remind us of what we need to say when we need to say it. May you remind us of how much power there is in the word. We praise your name and give you the glory. We thank you. We thank you. We even thank you for our mishaps. We thank you for our curses, because you know what? Sometimes the blessing will be found in the curse. Sometimes the blessing will be found in the curse. Sometimes we won't know what God is willing to do for us, even though we know what he's capable of doing. Sometimes we don't know what he's willing to do for us until we get to the point where we need him to do it for us. So we say thank you for that.
Thank you,
we say
God.
Thank you. We say thank Amen. You. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Make the fucking noise to DMX Brand. So listen, next we're going to ask one more question. We're going to hit you up out of here because we know you got to go. And we're coming with you. This is the thing. Go ahead. We couple, you got a question, E?
Can we put this together? Can we put it together?
Yeah, give him a question.
Can we put this together?
So how did you feel, a lot of people, when Pac passed, and then you came to the scene? A lot of people compared you. They compared you.
I wasn't there when he died.
No, they compared you. How did you feel to that comparison? Some people get offended,
I used to correct people as plainly as I could. They're like, you like the next Pac? I'm like, no, I'm the first X. They would say that.
Great.
They would say that. They would say that. Oh, you're the next Pac. I'm like, no, I'm not the next anything. I'm the first.
That's a fact.
I mean, and it's crazy because I actually had a chance to see Pac. Walking.
I never met Pac.
He said, oh my God.
Lamont?
So in Hammond Way off Sunset in L.A. That hotel.
Okay.
And I saw him. He was a cool dude. He seemed cool.
What year was this? You remember year?
I say like 97?
6.
Oh, wow. You met real Pac.
Yeah, that's right.
Walking by yourself.
Yeah, that's right before.
You got 97, right?
Maybe 95. Maybe 95. Dre brought us out there. Dre brought us out there. And he walked past and I seen him. My man said, what up? Right. Hey, what up? Hey, what up? Cool dude, you know, but I think, and speaking as favorably as I can for someone who's passed, for someone who can't defend themselves,
right.
I think part of the problem, a big part of the problem, was he didn't have what New York niggas got. Like, I'm from New York, this is my block, bam. He had no one, he didn't have his crew. Right. So, one thing, being a New York nigga, I know for a fact is you don't go to Cali and live there, right? Without, like having the goon spots. Like, homie, you could be the hardest nigga in the world. But you don't go way over there without, like, no one ever knew where he was from. Right. Where you from? Nobody ever knew.
But he
wasn't
from Oakland, though. He lived in Oakland.
We lived all over. But when you're from somewhere, you got niggas that grew up with you, that had your back, that loved you since you was in kindergarten, and fuck with you for real, and won't let nothing. And you, I need the extra set of eyes so I keep my dog with me. Doctor said, let him die, so this fucking dog bit me. Sometimes you need that nigga with you, that your man, that, you know what? He'll see what you don't see.
Right.
It's easy to get caught up in this. It's easy to get caught up in this.
I got one more question and that's it.
I got you.
He got his shirt tucked in. Ali is. I don't really care a fuck about Club Passion.
Yo,
I'm gonna keep it 100. Listen, focus.
We love Ali.
Love Ali.
Let's give a shout out to Ali.
Yeah, shout out.
In the booth, aka.
Yo, listen.
AKA. Sexual harassment.
Panda. Oh, my God. So listen, this is the last question to ask. You got any regrets of anything?
No.
No? If that was that simple, I got one more question.
I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
Everything happens the way it was supposed to happen.
Right.
Even, and people say, people say that they don't believe that they're perfect or there's no such thing as perfection. God don't make mistakes.
Mm.
We're each perfectly us.
Mm.
The sooner you can embrace that and accept that, the better off you will be. God made you the way you are for a reason. Praise God. I'm about to preach. Listen, I survived a 25-year addiction. I survived a 25-year addiction, not because of my own strength, not because of anything that I gave to myself or did for myself or did to myself. God did it.
Make some noise for God.
God did it.
Make some noise for God. God damn it. Come on, everybody.
It's more to it. Right. Again, sometimes we won't know what God is willing to do for us until we're in a situation where only God can do it for us. Mm. God won't walk you to what he won't walk you through. Woo. He won't walk you to what he won't walk you through. And like I said earlier, God is the only one who can have a bad situation become a beautiful situation without ever changing the situation. The story has already been written. It speaks on before we were born and refers to after we're gone. So if the story has already been written, and it goes from A to Z and we around Q somewhere, then what makes us think as his creations that we can change any aspect? What makes us think we can change any aspect of the story? Then that would mean that we have the potential of calling God a liar. That if we could change any part of the story, that would mean that we have the potential of making God out to be a liar. And clearly we don't have that. We don't have that. But we're not able to.
Let's make some noise for DMX being smarter than all of them. He's smarter than everybody. Keep going.
What it is.
You want another shot?
It's the only thing that can change is our perspective about that situation. Mm. The situation won't change. The story has already been written. Mm. The story has already been written. Once again, it speaks on before we were born and it refers to after we're gone. Mm. From Genesis to Revelations, the book has already been written. The story has already been told. We're somewhere in the middle. Just because he didn't specifically mention our names don't mean that we ain't caught up in the middle of that story.
Tell him.
The word doesn't say we have free choice. The word says we have free will.
Free will.
The word don't say we have free choice. The word says we have free will. Will is your intentions. Mm. Why you did it. And believe it or not, that makes all the difference in the world. Me and you can do the same exact thing, but the reason why we did it will make all the difference in the world.
Right.
Example. All it takes is a moving of a finger to end someone's life. But you did it because somebody kicked your door open and you defended your family.
I did this because I wanted to rob my ass.
Let me finish my sentence. But the same thing. You did it because you protected your family. Defended your family. I did it because I wanted to rob somebody.
Right.
One person's right, one person's wrong. Mm. Though the same act was committed, we did nothing different. But what was different about what we did was our intentions. Mm. That makes all the difference in the world. It's not what you did, it's about why you did it. Mm. It's not what you did, it's about why you did it. If I kill somebody just because I want some money, then I'm a piece of shit.
So I got one more question before you break.
But if I did it because I wanted to protect the world or save the world, then I'm all right. David was most favored. Was God's most favored person. You know what David? What is David known for? His favor he received from God. But what a lot of people don't know, he set the motherfucker in war, put him on the front line because he was the fucker's wife.
That's hard.
David actually did that. Yeah. David did that, but he was still God's most favored.
Mm, let's make some noise for God.
That was supposed to.
Come on, everybody. Black girls, you over here. So hold on, X. So X, you said you had no regrets.
No regrets. I don't have any regrets now.
If you could change anything in hip-hop, what would you change? Anything.
The tightness.
In the clothes. I'm gonna make some noise for that. Yeah. Let's make some noise for that. We need it. Yeah.
I don't have an ounce of hate in my heart, because it takes too much energy to hold on to hate, to harbor hate. It takes too much energy. I don't have time for that. I got too much lifting up to do. I got too much praising God to do. That's my purpose. My purpose, if I can save one person, if I influence one person, then I've done something wonderful with my life.
You influence millions of people, in case you ain't know.
My goal is one.
I want to listen. You influence hundreds of millions of people, DMX.
My goal
I want
is
you
one.
To know that. Your albums save people's lives.
I never stop.
Your albums save people's lives.
Music itself, music is pleasurable to the ear. People enjoy it. But
are you going to open
a
church?
A song without work.
Are you going to open a church? I would like to go to your church.
Open another? We just opened one.
This is a church right here. We in church.
Come
right
on, let's make some noise for the fucking church. Everybody.
And my church, when I do actually put the church in a building, my church
will call. Where's your church at?
It's wherever two or more people come together in his name.
That's what I'm saying. I've been going to DMS Church for 12 years.
It'll be called House of the Afflicted. Because a lot of people understand God's strongest warriors are those most afflicted. If you're not a threat to the devil, he ain't gonna waste his time on fucking your life up. Woo. So I thank God for my problems, because it's only through my problems do I know how much of a threat I am to the devil and how much God is willing to do to get. Oh my God.
Yo, listen. I'm gonna keep it 100.
I praise him.
Because everybody's been singing to me. Problems. Listen, DMX. You haven't did no podcast ever in your life.
Ever. No.
Yo, I want to thank you, my brother.
So, hold up. Pod is prison. The pod. You're
yeah,
the
it's
pod.
Prison. This is prison. Yeah, it's a prison cast.
Right, right.
Why
right.
Did I smell a cigarette? Why did I want to smoke a cigarette?
Why is this called a pod?
Why did I smell a cigarette?
How did we get... How does this
who the fuck is smoking right here? I want to smoke a cigarette,
we
too.
We don't know who the fuck made up the
pod.
Yo,
called a pod.
Podcast. Drink chat.
Called a pod.
Leave us with a rhyme.
You put me that election lights.
Election lights. Ding, 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 ding. We're gonna do another one. We're gonna do another one.
Bananas.
And he started as a beatboxer originally.
Nah.
Yeah, originally.
Slime in the ground, slime on the grind. I'm gonna do it when I do it. Slime. I ain't even in time.
Drink champs.
Listen, we gonna drink, we gonna drink, we gonna smile. I don't know how motherfucker gonna call up. It's okay. We don't give a fuck.
Drink champs.
I gotta leave him with this word.
Yeah, leave him with this word. Let me out of here, because Mr. Lee, I want to punch Mr. Lee in his foot.
But listen, we can't stop the word of God, and then I gotta leave you with this. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I need to be rescued. No one can get it done except you. Please tell me the test is through. I did my best too, as I could, as I should. Knock on wood, then I'm hood, then I'm good, because he knows my heart. And what grows from the start, glows in the dark. Knows from the start, I was chosen for this part. When you're smart, won't always bite, but knows when to bark. Rose in the dark, caught a glimpse of the light. Now I can't live without it, man. This ain't right, so I'ma give it to Jesus, because it ain't my fight. I want to make it to the light. Please make it all right. And ain't nobody but you taking my life. Because I know not many do make it through the fight. But there still are many who walk with your grace. Because I know a plenty who walk with your face. In their minds and their hearts with the word on their lips. But still stray from the herd. I'm sure you've heard how it gets. Because the word is a gift that'll break any yoke, stronghold, or bond down to a third of its strength. When you're free in the name of Jesus, you're free indeed. All you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. It's my destiny to be the best I can be, to give you the best of me. And now, ain't no such thing as the rest of me. Because you selfishly gave me the recipe, which is the word in the book, right here the whole time, man. I done did the whole nine four times, probably more times. I kind of lost track. Every time I got lost, course right back. They don't understand how I get lost like that. I learn like this, you get taught like that. We may never know it. We're missing what
it's
showing.
Let's do it.
We may never know it. We need to be growing. We may never know it. We are truly glowing. We may never know the way the world is gonna use us. We may never know which way to go if they keep going. We may never know what's right to do what we keep doing. We may never know what we will find when we keep looking. We may never know the way the world is gonna use us in our lives.
Aguila! Yo, X, yo, we can go on for 3,000 hours. Yes. No, give him a drink champ shirt. Come on, give him a
drink. Be respectful.
I got that.
Ali got it. Yo, DMX.
Look,
because listen, you gotta go. And you know what? I just want to thank you. Thank you for taking your time out. You looked at me face to face, man to man. You said, I don't fuck with radio. I don't fuck with podcasts.
I don't like doing radio interviews with them. But the way you present it, and you ask me.
I want to say thank you, a real nigga for that. And I humble myself.
Thank you for being a real nigga.
Nah, I need it.
It's easy to fuck with a real nigga. Oh my God, it's so easy to fuck with a real nigga.
This is our first 15 clips, by the way. One more time, please. This is how we promoting it. But listen, we coming with you to Club Passion, holding you down. This is your Miami crew, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
We only got about 25 minutes. We usually get about 30, 100, but it's okay.
Can I get 16 for my man Nori? Now get it.
Oh, me?
From you.
I fucked up. I fell off, Max.
Nah. Yo, so what I don't understand is, like I said, that's all. I love my life.
Talk about it. We know you got a lot of money.
I want to.
Everywhere where you at. And you know what? I just want to say thank you. This is my partner, DJ EFN.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? EFN.
Hefner.
I really thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You ain't had to do this. You could have told me. I'm going to hang out with you all weekend.
I would never tell you that, man. We pumped
in. And nobody can get you. So listen, all you podcasts out there.
Just going to know, I don't do interviews. I don't do
it. It ain't happening no more.
Next time you see me do an interview, it'll be a documentary.
For your documentary. Yo, we love you, DMX. Everybody make some love. Make some noise.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, say that one more time.
Let's get it on.
We need one. This is our promo right here. This is how we promote it.
Drink champ.
Ain't too many rap dudes, man, as real as what you got at this table right now, man.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
Real shit. I ain't never sucked a dick in my life, man, but I recognize real, and I fuck with you.
And I see you in the worst hoods ever. I be wondering, how is he here? Yes. Then I think about myself. I say, how the fuck am I here?
We're God's special people. Because the devil is working overtime on trying to destroy our lives.
Not through us.
So the more problems. That's why I said my church would be called House of the Afflicted.
House of the Afflicted.
Because unless you have a problem, don't come to my church.
We need you to open a church in Miami first.
My church ain't about dressing up. My church, auntie with the big hat, you got to send it back.
We need you to open a church in Miami so I can be blessed.
You're blessed, brother. I need you.
Come to Miami. Your first church. The Baptist Church of Flesh of My Flesh.
Flesh of my flesh. Blood of my blood. All my
down like, whoa.
This table's dope, yo. This table.
This nigga, like DJ Premier on the beats.
Get it.
Real hip hop nigga.
N-R-E. N-R-E. Now we on the run, Ian. What?
Now we going to Club Passions with DMX, Ali. And Mr. Lee, I'm so sorry, but we had to do it.
Because you know why?
Can't nobody else get DMX on their podcast. Can't nobody else get DMX on their interview. But when you a real nigga, right, and you fuck with real niggas, right, this is what happens.
Right.
Beat me and DJ EFN. Right. We drink Aguayente. Right. We drink Galaxy. We fucking with the dog. That's how it happens.
Great job,
nigga.
It don't get no better than this.
That's some good shit, man. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here.
Shout out to our man, Black Alack.
My bad, man. My bad. I'm gonna take a piss.
Yo, man.
And then we out of here. Thank you so much,
Ed. Big Drain, what's up?
Play, thank you. Thank you. Somebody didn't drink, but that's what's Drake.
Oh, shit. That was me. I gotta take a pee piece.
Thank you, brother.
I gotta take a pee piece. Yo, my brother, thank you so much.